Donut Peach. The name alone promises a double dose of sweetness. These little fruits may look like flattened, deformed cousins of regular peaches, but many argue they're superior in taste. Mike Biltenen is the vice president of farm operations for Red Jacket Orchards, a large farm in the Finger Lakes region of upstate New York. Fortunately, they were not in the path of Tropical Storm Irene, so their crop of donut peaches was mostly undamaged. But with fall just a few weeks away, donut peaches won't be in season for much longer. We're talking about the fruit for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Mike.
Thank you.
What's the history behind donut peaches? Who decided that growing peaches in the shape of a flat little donut would be a great idea?
Like all peaches, they were discovered in China. They were brought to the U.S. in 1869, but they really didn't fall into favor because nobody thought anybody would want to buy a squatty little peach when you had these nice big, you know, juicy round peaches. And so it wasn't really until the 90s where tree fruit growers, particularly on the East Coast, but also California to a large degree, needed to diversify their operations. And so in the 90s, they started to take off. And they're still a very minor crop on the peach scene.
And what sets them apart from regular peaches?
You know, they can be sweeter. The texture of the flesh is different. You know, horticulturally, they're more difficult to grow because they tend to crack. They're more susceptible to certain types of diseases.
Let's talk about ripeness for a minute. We spoke about regular peaches last September with Ken Barber Sr. of Stone Arch Farm. He said that unlike bananas or avocados, peaches should not be picked before they're ripe.
Now, the problem with a green peach is a peach along with a grape does not ripen off the tree. It'll soften, it'll get mushy, but it'll never taste like a real peach.
Do you agree with that, Mike? Do you think you can't let a hard peach sit around on your counter to ripen?
I actually do agree with that statement. Now, I'll make a fine point on his comment, is that there is a difference between an immature peach, a mature peach, and a tree-ripe peach. Now, a tree-ripe peach is one that it's fully mature, it's fully ripe, it's developed all its flavors, its juiciness, the flesh has started to break down so that the texture of it is that traditional peach texture that we're all used to. But you can also have a peach which is fully mature, which is it's gone through its maturation process, it's developed its sugars and all the other flavors that it's had there. And what it really needs is just a little bit of time on the counter, 2 or 3 days at room temperature, so that the texture comes around.
What's the best way to know that you're getting a really good ripe peach?
I think the best way, one, is to go to a local farmer's market. But the other way is if you shop at a supermarket and if some of your stone fruit, your peaches come from California or Georgia or South Carolina, just use your nose because the nose knows.
Now, I have a golden donut peach here. That's this type
yes.
that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Smells really fragrant, really peachy. Tastes good, nice and sweet. The texture to me is hard to get used to for a peach. It's very firm. Now, you mentioned that this firmness is part of the quality of a donut peach. It's not a sign of underripeness.
No.
So this is the golden donut peach. What other kinds of donut peaches are there?
There's 4 or 5 basic types. There's a yellow flesh donut peach. There's the white donut peach. We grow the golden donut peach, which will be green and turn almost a deep dark yellow with some blush on it when it's ready to pick. And then we grow this green translucent one out there as well.
I want to find that one. That sounds awesome. Where are you selling those in the city?
We sell them at some of the local farmers markets. We do about 60 farmers markets. I can't speak specifically. We don't grow them in great quantity, so I'm not sure exactly which ones they're at. But Union Square would be a good place to start. McCarran Park, those some of the bigger farmers markets that we go to.
All right, Last Chance Foods listeners, go out and find the elusive, what's it called, the green translucent peach? Donut
well,
peach?
We gave it a little name called the yo-yo peach.
The yo-yo peach. Does it glow in the dark and walk the dog and do
like
those tricks?
Yeah, we should probably call it the Yoda peach or something.
The Yoda peach.
Yeah.
Okay, go look for the Yoda peach. Send me a message, aeddings@wnyc.org, and I'll post your information on my blog, Amy's Food for Thought. Mike Biltenen is the Vice President of Farm Operations for Red Jacket Orchards in Geneva, New York. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
To learn more and get blogger Kathy Irway's recipe for donut peach donuts, of course. Click on culture at WNYC.org. This is WNYC.